or a mini camp?
Well, the first thing we want to get accomplished for us is that we changed our schedule in terms of when we're working. This is when we're going to be working in training camp. All through the OTAs, we've been working in the mornings. So I think the guys felt it a little bit. It was a little bit warm, probably the warmest day that we've had. So, but it'll give us an opportunity to go through the sequencing of what we'll be doing in training camp.
Thoughts on Robert Alford? It seemed like he was all over the place in T period.
I thought Robert Alford made some phenomenal plays. You got an opportunity to see his speed and his quickness and his ability to recover. There was guys that were open, and when the ball was in the air, he seemed to run faster than the other guy.
Just giving Roddy a day off?
We're going to hold Roddy out through through the rest of our mini camp, and he'll be ready to go with us in training camp. We just felt like he needed to get some rest. He worked with us 4 days. We wanted to see where he's at. He worked extremely hard, so we're going to give him some time and let some of these young guys work.
Anybody stand out at tight end?
You know, the tight end position, I thought Levine had a nice play. I think we have three other guys that are going to be competing, actually four other guys. But Levine right now is the heir apparent. Bear Pascoe and Mickey Schuler have played in the NFL and have game experience. So those are the three guys that will be competing for us.
What'd you see at the linebacker position today?
Oh, gosh, you know, we've got some really young linebackers. We've drafted three, and I think their head is swimming. We've probably got them on overload right now. You can see their athleticism. They can make plays, but then they can give you some of those that you go, what in the world was he thinking? But they're going to get an opportunity to compete, and really that's going to be interesting battle across the board for the backup linebacker positions, and maybe some of them might even press for some starting time.
Some of these undrafted guys starting to earn themselves some more reps?
Yes. These guys have been with us now. We've had 10 practices underneath our belt, and these guys have gone through what we've been doing and have a pretty good feel for it. So, my big point to our guys from the very beginning was it's going to be all about competition, and we're going to compete, and to me, that's the most important thing, and that's probably the most fun about the game of football and any athletic endeavor is going out and competing.
A little bit about Dwight Lowery today. He made a couple of nice plays out there.
Yes, he did. Dwight did. He's coming along. He's getting a better understanding of our system. There is some carryover. Rex and myself and Mike all work together in Baltimore, so there are some verbiage things that he's familiar with, but he made a couple of nice plays. The thing that I thought was impressive is our defense was attacking the ball. We got the ball on the ground three times that come to mind. So on one sense, it's a good thing. We got to be better on the offensive side with our ball security.
How valuable can Roddy and Julio be, even though they won't necessarily be doing things, but they can help others at their position and understanding what needs to be done?
Oh, they absolutely can. I think if you really sit back and watch Roddy and Julio when they're not actually participating, they are watching very intently. They're watching the guys that are out there playing their position, and they can come in and make comments. Both of those guys have a very good understanding of our scheme and our system, and their stats speak for themselves, so those young guys will definitely listen to those guys.
Do you like where your offensive line's at as they try to take a step forward this year?
I really like what we've accomplished, not in pads, so you have to put a little asterisk by that, but the competition has been outstanding, and that's the thing that we want to have across the board. As we go into training camp, everybody's going to get an opportunity to compete, and everybody's going to get a chance to see guys compete. And I think that is probably the most important thing about us being on Hard Knocks, is everybody's going to get an opportunity to watch us compete. Okay. And I think that's probably the biggest plus for us doing it.
Does Sean Renfrey have a chance to win the backup quarterback?
Absolutely he does. I think that's going to be very competitive. Sean did not get to play any snaps. He was injured early. But Sean is very, very cerebral quarterback. Played at Duke, played for David Cutcliffe. David Cutcliffe has a long line of quarterbacks that are playing in the NFL. So it's going to be good competition there as well. And the Matthews kid, the young undrafted rookie, he's done some things. Got a nice arm, very intelligent player, and I think it's wide open as far as who our number two quarterback is going to be.